blind spots in the leopard's eyes can only help to jeopardize the lives of lambs the shepherd cries. An elf's a life for a silver fish, eternal dust, less ticklish than the clean room a house guest wears. He lies on his side as he tried to hide the fact to see earth, which is nonsense, but he lies on his side as he tried to hide the fact to see earth, which is nonsense, but face worker, a serpentine miner, a roof falls, an underliner of leaf structure, the egg timer.
Here, our company that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 641-793-5122, and internet radio stations everywhere, including slbradio.org. www.ourcompany.com/radio is where you'll find it on our site. Today, a great mix of acoustic music and family fun. Amy George stops by at 7:50 to talk about Ice Jam taking place January 19th and 20th to raise money for the Bluegrass Relief Fund. At 8:20, Wayne Brenda will be here to talk about Rissa Parks and the Montgomery bus boycott to be staged by Prime Stage Theater opening January 19th. We have four students who were honored by the Western Pennsylvania Council of Teachers of English for Flash Fiction, joining us at 10 o'clock. And at 11, live music with Mike Bergink from Reliable Child. All that plus puzzles and games all morning long. Including a pop quiz coming up in moments here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
The leaves have all fallen. Time has been crawling so slowly. It's had a hold on me like gravity. Now I've got to break free. So I left town this morning, gone with no warning. Got no plans. In my empty hands I'm searching to find something new. A change change.
Brad Borello is his name, and he gets us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here today. What a week this week. I don't know if I can do it justice, but I'm going to try. One of the highlights, 4 different classes from Mr. Brian Nolte's African American History AP class is taught at Taylor Alderdice High School, Pittsburgh Public Schools. Over 100 students coming in for 4 field trips this past week. And I walked in the midst of one of the field trips, and every one of our studios was filled, our 3 freestanding studios, the studio I'm in right now. Our classrooms were also full. Students in the studios were having conversations and creating podcast segments. At our tables, they were creating collages. And our workstations, all 8 of them, were full as students practiced editing and learned about media creation. Just a terrific thing to see. This past week, right here at our Youth Media Center, we also had an editorial meeting with Kidsburg. We're proud to be a Kidsburg partner, helping to make sure youth voice is expressed within that publication. Students from Manchester Academic Charter School came by to visit. We had a great open mic on Thursday night at our Youth Media Center, plus a workshop called Sound on Sound, teaching students a bit about the art of recording. A Dungeons and Dragons role-playing game, which is proving quite popular, also took place. We went out to visit the Propel Schools Advisory Board meeting, and I spent some time, too, with Community College of Allegheny County, planning an event that we'll be doing in March. What a great week. Here's hoping you had a good week. And thank you for starting the weekend with us. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz. The word belt and colt are each 4-letter words that end in LT. BELTCOLT. And our challenge to you is, can you come up with at least 5 other 4-letter words that end in LT. Your words must be 4 letters in length. And for an extra challenge, you can try to use them in a sensible sentence. We're looking for 5 4-letter words that end in LT. And for an extra Saturday Light Brigade charge, see if you can use those words in a sensible sentence. That's this morning's pop quiz. And this is for Dust Bowl Jack. In Warren, Ohio this morning.
Everything is cool. Everything's okay. Why, just before last Christmas, my baby went away. across the sea to an island, while the bridges Bradley burn. So far away from my land, the valley of the unconcerned. I was walking down the road, man, just looking at my shoes, when God sent me an angel just to chase away my blues. I saw 100,000 blackbirds just flying through the sky, and they seemed to form a teardrop from a black-haired angel's eye. And that tear fell all around me, and it washed my sins away. Now everything is cool, everything's okay. Everything is cool, everything's okay. Why, just before last Christmas, my baby went away. And I find it real surprising for myself to hear me say that everything is cool, everything's okay. Everything is cool, everything's okay. Why, it was just before last Christmas, my baby went away.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. Strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. Jordan, hold down.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Stand By Me, in that case, done by a group called Blue Moon Rising. John Prine did Everything Is Cool. We're looking for four-letter words that end in L-T. And as usual, has an assembled a brigade of thinking people. We're coming up with quite a few. Bob in Washington has Jolt, Kilt, Cult. Celt is in Celtic. Bolt, halt, melt, malt, malt, salt, tilt, volt, silt, jolt, and welt. That may be all of them. Jim in Blackridge has tilt, cult, wilt, bolt, gilt, hilt, jolt, jolt, malt, melt, pelt, salt, silt, and felt. Tom did the sentence challenge. Walt, after tightening his belt, felt his colt named Salt starting to bolt, which gave him a jolt, and he yelled halt after he bought a malt, which began to melt with some gelt. It started to listen to K-O-L-T from Tarrytown, Nebraska. Well done, Tom. Now, Russ had quite a list. And Mike in Brighton Heights noted to me when he answered how many of these words sort of have a negative connotation. Or just, you'll see what I mean. Halt, for example, is kind of negative, slowing down. And then he mentioned a few others like pelt, to hit somebody. Tilt, if something's off a little bit. Dolt is another one. Interesting. Cult is a negative sort of word. Some of the other ones that Russ had, molt, jolt, colt, bolt, wilt, silt, lilt, hilt, gilt, melt, gelt, felt, halt and malt and salt and dealt. Thank you, Russ. Good morning to Tommy, who is listening in Virginia this morning. Also, hello to John Davis, who had all of the words we've mentioned so far, as well as welt. I'm not sure we had welt yet. And walt. And volt. He's only one of a couple to include volt. Mark, listening in Irwin with Mary Jean, has bolt, salt, dolt, felt, halt, hilt, jolt, jolt, kilt, lilt, malt, melt, malt, pelt, salt, silt, tilt, volt, and wilt. Oh, here's Tommy with a poem. Or not a poem. Well, it's almost like a poem when you have so many similar words. A celt who was a real dolt belonged to a cult that wore a kilt made from the pelt of an animal and a felt belt. Had a sword with a gilt on its hilt. It is a poem. Shared a malt with his lady and sang a song with a Highlands lilt so she wouldn't jilt him. Thank you, Tommy. James has melt, pelt, salt, and felt. Gary writes, some people think the Elf on the Shelf has a cult following. Well, for me, we had a welt from a belt to keep us in line. We always remembered how hot that felt. We tried to yell halt, even tried to tilt our body, but no good. In the end, we did not melt, but grew wiser because of it. Viv has salt, felt, malt, cult, wilt, salt, volt, hilt, kilt, melt, pelt, and welt. Linda and Collier had each and every one of those. And Kathy and Ty Nesta also had each of those, as did Sue in South Park. Oh, Kathy had quite a long list, and we've covered all of them. Thank you. And Chad in the North Hills also had a list of about 10 or so, as did Dr. Nelson Harrison and the aforementioned Mike of Brighton Heights. And John Davis also with a great list. And Jeff in Squirrel Hill. And Jim in Crafton Heights. Looking to see if he has any we haven't mentioned yet. Nah, we got them all. Thank you for playing along. What a lot of fun that was. So many out there. Oh, Patrick just wrote with melt, malt, belt, bolt, salt, halt, molt, silt, colt, and volt. It gets hard to say these all so quickly in a row after a while. Jim in Blackridge, good morning. Thank you for your request. We'll take a look for that. And a lot of people are playing this game on Facebook. Good morning to Susan. Susan wanted to get one with every vowel, so she went with malt, felt, lilt, bolt, and cult. And Ralph Jenkins is also playing along on Facebook and had quite a few to add. And good morning to Anthony. Also playing on Facebook, we will have a chance for you to earn another Saturday Light Brigade charge in about 5 minutes.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage's production of Rosa Parks and the Montgomery Bus Boycott takes place at New Hazlett Theater on Pittsburgh's North Side from January 19th through 28th as part of Prime Stage's 17th season of Courage and Discovery. More details are available at primestage.com.
Do you know a teen interested in creating original audio work, diving into youth reporting, learning hands-on technology skills, or performing at a supportive open mic? SLB Radio offers year-round after-school programming. Parents and youth can learn more about teen programming and tour SLB's Youth Media Center, co-located at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, during our in-person registration event on January 13th from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. More information can be found at slbradio.org/openstudio.
That's today, 10:30 to 12:30, and we hope to see you here. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Deedin-dat-doodin', if you hear somebody tootin' it, deedin-dat-doodin', it's a musical jack. When they play, they got a way of puttin' lots of tootin' it, deedin-dat-doodin', it's the down-home rag.
Down-home,
down-home,
they got rhythm and how.
Down-home,
down-home,
well, they're pushin' the plow.
Down-home,
down-home, they're all deedin' it now. They're all deedin-dat-doodin' to the down-home rag. Deedin-dat-doodin', if you hear somebody tootin' it, deedin-dat-doodin', it's a musical jack. When they play, they got a way of puttin' lots of tootin' it, deedin-dat-doodin', it's the down-home rag.
Down-home,
down-home, they got a rhythm and how.
Down-home,
down-home,
well,
they're pushin' the plow.
Down-home,
down-home, they're all deedin'
That is the group Trapezoid.
What's that, Mr. Perkins?
This is Pine Top Perkins, along with Marsha Ball. And in just a moment, a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. With this morning's history riddle.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Martin Luther King Day is Monday, and we hope you will join us for Streaming Justice, our annual teen-hosted talk show. You'll be able to hear it at slbradio.org/radio. If you are listening to the Saturday Light Brigade on your phone right now, you'll be able to use that very same location to listen to Streaming Justice live teen-hosted talk on Monday from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock live, and then all the way until midnight we'll have replays of that program. So from 3 until midnight on MLK Day, tune in to slbradio.org to hear fresh talk from teens. Also, we'll broadcast that program at youthexpress.org. Well, now here is this morning's history riddle. Are you ready? He was born Ernest Evans in Philadelphia in 1941, but was given a different name by Dick Clark's sweetheart, his best known song hit number one in 1960. And on January 13th, 1962, it again hit the top of the chart. The song inspired follow-ups by him, as well as Joey D, Sam Cooke, and the Isley Brothers, as well as less successful attempts to start a new craze, including The Jet, The Freddy, and others. 412-200-5975. If you would like to take a guess, or perhaps you know with confidence the answer to this morning's history riddle, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. He was born Ernest Evans in Philadelphia in 1941, but was given a different name by Dick Clark's sweetheart. His best-known song hit number one in 1960, and on January 13th, 1962, it again hit the top of the chart. The song inspired follow-ups by him, as well as Joey D, Sam Cooke, and the Isley Brothers, as well as less successful attempts to start a new craze, including The Jet, The Freddy, and others. Good luck. That's this morning's history riddle. Kathy, or was it Jack, just texted the first correct answer. Good luck, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to them, and perhaps one for you coming up.
I'm over my head, but it sure feels nice. You can take me anytime you like. around if you think you might love me, baby. And hold me tight. Your mood is like a circus wheel. You're changing all the time. Sometimes I can't help but feel that I'm wasting all of my time. All of my time, I think I'm looking on the dark side. But every day you hurt my pride. I'm over my head,
over my head.
But it sure feels nice. I'm over my head,
over my head.
But it sure feels nice.
Of trying to feel somebody else's pain.
The Saturday Light Brigade open book, the name of the artist, and a tune called January Knows. A lot of correct answers coming into our Hysteriddle. Coming in for our Hysteriddle, I should say, so far this morning. If you know the answer and would like to let us know your thoughts, 412-200-5975. Dale and Bradley did Over My Head. What a nice cover of that song from the album Don't Turn Your Back. Here is today's Hysteriddle again. He was born Ernest Evans in Philadelphia in 1941, but was given a different name by Dick Clark's Sweetheart, his best-known song hit number one in 1960. And 62 years ago today, on January 13th, 1962, it again hit the top of the chart, the very same song. The song inspired follow-ups by him, as well as Joey D, Sam Cooke, and the Isley Brothers, as well as less successful attempts to start a new craze, including the Jet, the Freddy, and others. 412-200-5975 if you would like to take a guess. Correct answers from Gail in Stanton Heights, Stu in McCandless, John in Economy Borough, whose trivia brain got it from the two number one chart positions about 2 years apart. Good morning, John. Pudge appropriately came up with the correct answer. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Pudge. Mike and Mars also got it. So did Patrick in South Park, and Linda representing 50% of the dynamic duo in Collier. Bob in Washington has it. We also have a correct answer from Susie in Alexandria, Tommy in North Chesterfield, Jim in Blackridge, Tom in McCandless, John in Carrick, Rich in Freeport, Bruce in Ingram, and Kathy and Jack in Tionesta. A little bit when researching the Hysteriddle. This guy named Ernest Evans worked for Fresh Farm Poultry in the Italian market on 9th Street. And as he would work that Philadelphia market, he would sing and make jokes. And his boss started calling him Chubby. And then the owner of Fresh Farm Poultry was so impressed by Chubby's performances for customers that he connected him with a songwriter who ended up doing a private recording for Dick Clark. And it was Dick Clark's wife who said, what do they call you? And he said, Chubby. And he did an impersonation of Fats Domino. And she said, well, Chubby is to Fats as Domino is to Checkers, like Dominoes and Checkers. So she gave him the name Chubby Checker. And the rest is history, as they say. Congratulations if you came up with Chubby Checker. Chubby Checker, believe it or not, is still touring. Not as much as he once did, but we link to his website, chubbychecker.com. He's now 82. And this song made its second number one appearance on January 13th, 62 years ago today. Congratulations if you knew Chubby Checker. And Bon up on Observatory Hill also got the correct answer. Make sure you didn't twist your back while dancing around to that. Congratulations if you knew Chubby Checker.
Well, I can't believe that the moment has passed. The words were all spoken sincerely and fast. Once there was a time never to end, and many a reason to thank our old friends. We should have been dancing in long silken gowns, cabaret hopping both uptown and down. Where did they go and what is it we did all wrong for a song? The long face of time, it takes a twist. We think about what we have missed for 13 long years and maybe then some, the good and the bad, but still better to come. With late night remarks of how and why, a stubborn desire to satisfy, where all of our problems were easily solved for those who were and who weren't involved. The morning brought glasses half empty with laughs and wisdom ripe on our behalf. And the long face of time, it takes a twist. We think about what we have missed. Left ticking, the faces have changed, the names and the places, they're all rearranged. We never had danced those few minuets, was it tangos, merengue, so much for regrets? But somewhere in a cakewalk we'll all join the dance. It'll echo so clearly without fear of chance. The price to be paid, just treading a measure or two without you. And the long face of time, it takes a twist. We think about what we have missed. The long face of time takes a twist. We think about what we have missed.
Just a little bit of twist, I say. Yay! Twist it on down. Oh, twist. Twist it on down. Oh, twist. Turn it on now.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it on. Let's go on and do the twist. You dig it, show as you bone. You're rolling like the rolling sea. Just moving naturally. Twist one more again. Don't stop until I tell you when. Just let it roll and roll and roll. The rhythm will make you feel it all the way down in your soul. You twist a little bit and twirl a little bit. Well, it go like this. You gotta do the twist.
Twist them on up this evening. Can't be listed when you twist it in the evening.
Yeah.
Just keep rolling away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, twist till the break of day. Baby, it's hard to resist. Man, I'd rather do
with honky tonk,
honky tonk.
Play that honky tonk.
Oh yeah,
that honky tonk.
Uh-huh.
A James B. Johnson, Dumont.
Uh-huh.
It's hip, ain't no junk. Honky tonk, the honky tonk,
the honky tonk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to dig me. What I say?
What you say?
People twisting, keep insisting that it's new. Dig it. Honky tonk is old, but twisting is a new thing. Twist that thing.
And it goes like this, I say. Yeah.
Oh, 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 oh.
Twist one more again, I say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit of twist, I say. Yeah.
Oh.
Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. And a little bit of twist, and Time Takes a Twist by Frank Christian. Before that, Pudge mentioned, it could be Pudgy Checker, or, we go from Fat Domino to Chubby Checker, maybe to Pudge Solitaire? That might work.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage's fourth annual Drama Awards takes place at the New Hazlett Theater on Pittsburgh's North Side on Monday, January 29th. At 7 p.m., and celebrates the creativity and teamwork of high school students who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
Thank you if you made a contribution during our year-end donor drive. A few thank you notes are still coming out. We thank you for your patience with that. We set a new record with 455 people contributing $63,482 on behalf of All We Serve. Thank you. If you missed the opportunity to participate, our donor links remain open at slbradio.org/donate. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
What a difference a day makes. How could the whole thing fall apart? You were my pride and joy, and now you left me in the dark. Goodbye, happiness. I never thought of bond to break. Yesterday you loved me. Oh, what a difference a day made. New 24 hours had the power to make me blue. Turn the world so wrong that I can't go on no matter what I do. I wanna fall real deep in a dream and sleep where there ain't no truth. And pretend today is yesterday and I still had you. What a difference a day makes. How could the whole thing fall apart? Pride and joy, and now you left me in the dark. Goodbye, happiness. I never thought I'd bond to break. Yesterday you loved me. Oh, what a difference a day makes. March right in time past any test. You say I'll be fine, just give it time, that's what I need. Now every tomorrow just full of sorrows, all I see. What a difference a day makes. How could the whole thing fall apart? You were my pride and joy, and now you left me in the dark. Goodbye, happiness. I never thought of bond to break. Yesterday you loved me. Oh, what a difference a day makes. Goodbye, happiness. I never thought I'd bond to break. Yesterday you loved me. Oh, what a difference a day makes. Oh, what a difference a day makes.
The Gibson Brothers at the Saturday Light Brigade. In just a moment, our crossword puzzle of the air gives you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Do you know a teen interested in creating original audio work, diving into youth reporting, learning hands-on technology skills, or performing at a supportive open mic? SLB Radio offers year-round after-school programming. Parents and youth can learn more about teen programming and tour SLB's Youth Media Center, co-located at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, during our in-person registration event on January 13th from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. More information can be found at slbradio.org/openstudio.
It all happens today, and Ricky and I will be on hand. We hope to see you between 10:30 and 12:30. Now it's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. This week's answer only has 7 letters in it, and the clue is windfall. Windfall. The third and the fifth letters are each N, as in nightingale. So our crossword puzzle of the air has seven letters, and the clue is windfall.